From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria, with opposition activists saying intense airstrikes killed dozens of people in rebel-held areas. The strikes came just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He says now it is the period of the Eid. People are coming together to buy things for their children. They targeted them, and the strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. The injured were moved to hospitals in suburbs of Idlib because the hospitals in Idlib are full. Earlier, Syrian state media reported that the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team would collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. South Korea also said the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. The UN Security Council strongly condemned the underground nuclear test Friday and agreed to work immediately on an appropriate response. This is VOA News.